cliffcentral.com.
Hey, do you want to talk to Aidan Fry, the kid who fought with a cheetah?
Yeah.
You want to talk to him? Well, Flax has got him on the line.
Okay, let's
do it. How do you like them apples? We don't mess around on this show. Huh, Ben?
You impressed with that? Super, super producing work.
Ah, isn't that superb? I'm blown away. Hey, Aidan, good morning. Aidan, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
How are you?
Hello, Gareth.
How old are you, Aidan?
I'm 10.
You're 10 years old and you punched a cheetah in the face.
Yes.
Wow, you escaped. You managed to get away from this cheetah. You could have been eaten, you know that?
Yes.
Are you all right? How are you doing? Where are you now? Are you in the hospital?
No.
At home? Aidan, I can't hear you properly. Just hold the phone up and move around a little bit. Can you move around? Are you in bed?
Yeah.
Where are you? In bed? Okay, hang on. Shame, we just woke the kid up. Let me speak to your dad. Hi. Hello?
Gareth.
Hey, Craig. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good. That's a brave kid you got there, man. Hell.
He's the chap. He's been fantastic for his whole ordeal. And, you know, he's stronger than we all anticipated or thought, you know?
So he went on a school trip to visit this cheetah place, which a lot of schools will do, and this animal attacked him, and he managed to punch it in the face, and he escaped.
Yeah, it was kind of through the fence. It was quite odd for the animal to do that. And, I think, you know, also, well, I think credit must go to one of the handlers that was there. I mean, he sort of jumped in and put himself in harm's way as well and, you know, pulled the animal. So, yeah, it was quite something. So, yeah, we did have a chuckle after this. And, you know, what did you do? He said, I punched it in the nose. and his little friend was next to him was trying to pull him off. And so, yeah, and I think, yeah, this is quite odd.
When did you hear about it? I mean, how did you first hear?
We were given a call probably about 10-15 minutes after the incident. He said that they were taking him across to a hospital or a doctor to check him out. Yeah. That's what we were told. So, and we were told really at the time, it wasn't that serious. You know, he might need a stitch or two. So, you know, naturally, when they got home, we saw the actual extent, and it was kind of different.
How bad are his injuries?
He's had the initial. He had surgery on Friday, and then he probably will require additional surgery for scar tissue and those kind of things. But yeah, I think now the physical injuries can be sorted out, and now it's probably dealing with the mental side, you know.
Sure. I mean, listen, he's got to. I know that it's going to take a while for him to get over the shock of this. It's a pretty terrifying thing to happen to an adult, let alone a 10-year-old. But you know, he's a hero. You got to remind him. Every guy in the world wants to have a story one day. If you can wrestle a cheetah and punch it in the face at age 10, you're a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, you know, a lot of his friends said, when we're older, you know, she's going to be able to tell good war stories and.
Hell yeah.
So, but no.
Where are these injuries? Apparently on the shoulder and around the back. Where is he hurt? Where can you see scars?
Yeah, sort of on his left shoulder blade. He's got two sort of big sort of chunks there and bite marks, and then quite deep scratches or lacerations to his left breast. And then also on his right side. Mm-hmm. From where the animal sort of was holding him. So,
No facial injuries?
No. I think that's, you know, with the animal having his head through a fence, it wasn't able to maneuver the way it wanted to, you know.
Cause, right.
So I think that was lucky. And, you know, I think the center, I believe, is doing an investigation as to why the animal was able to push the fence in that way.
Mm.
But from what we understand is that it actually ran at the fence and, you know, sort of launched itself at sort of 80 kilometers an hour into the fence, which sort of bent the fence forward. So,
wow.
You know, we got a lot of people out there that said, well, the kid was teasing the animal and it was standing right next to the fence, and which is, you know, really not the case and not the way it actually happened. I mean, the kids were between two and three meters away from the fence. So, you know, anything hitting a fence that's 80 kilometers an hour is going to bend the fence, you know?
That's incredible.
So, you know, I think for the uneducated and the morons out there that just sort of downplay it and say, well, definitely the kid's fault, you know, it's just so out of context. And yeah.
Hey, I heard that you've been training him like Karate Kid for years to fight with animals. Is this true?
No, I train athletes, not fighters.
is that so? You're a coach?
Yeah, I train and manage runners, athletes.
Wow. Well, you should go into animal wrangling in your spare time, because it sounds like your family have a talent in that area.
Yeah, man, we'll use cheetahs for speed work.
Yeah, what will you be doing next? Will you and your family go and take on a pride of lions? I mean, what's your next plan on the agenda?
No, I thought we should go bigger, you know.
Elephants? What are you looking at?
You know, something with a bit more strength, you know, we'll see.
Now, let me ask you something. If Aiden was the friend and he was out of harm's way and his friend got pulled in by this cheetah, would you expect him to intervene, or would you just say, let the other kid be eaten?
Well, this is what's kind of strange, because I think as an adult, you would sit back and say, well, sure, you know, if I got involved, I'm going to get injured. You know, his little friend that was standing right next to him just didn't even hesitate. I mean, he just got stuck straight in there. And I was like, you know, I'm very shocked by that. And, I mean, so his mate, Mikhail, is like quite a hero to me as well, you know.
Jeez.
I mean, he didn't even think about what could happen to him. And maybe as kids, it's probably better, because then they don't know the actual dangers and all that. Answer.
I heard that your cats at home are really running scared now, that they don't get in Aiden's way when he comes down the passage.
Yeah, we got four of those. So, yeah, and 18 parrots. So,
wow.
Yeah, I think, yeah, so we animal people, and we love animals, and, you know, we've always been into conservation and all that. So, you know, we animal people, and, you know, we've said we don't want anything to happen to the animal.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, would you like this cheetah to be put down? Because I think a lot of people are saying he's just being a cheetah, you know?
No, not at all. I think that the animal, you know, if you look at the animal, you know, we've sort of done research, and, you know, my father's an expert in big cats and big game. And, you know, he said the thing is, it's a sub-adult now, 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now, and apparently these animals have to be released into the wild, and there's bungles with all sorts of paperwork and red tape with authorities and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now a sub-adult, so it's now starting to say, well, this is my territory, you know, and anybody that comes closer or in here has got to get out. He's going to protect his spot, and it's only doing what its natural instinct is. So, you know, one just hopes that the people can get their act together and get this animal back into the wild, because that's why it was bred. So,
when is Aiden going back to school?
You'll go for a checkup with the doctor tomorrow, and you'll hopefully see the psychologist for one of how many visits, who knows, today. And then the guy will give him assessments. But, you know, the general thing with the incidents is they have said that the best is to try and get back to normality as normal. But I think, you know, I don't know, I suppose everybody's different, and, you know, what's sort of normal routine, you know?
So, were we talking a couple of weeks? Because when he walks in, he's going to be a hero.
Yeah. Well, I'd like him to sort of go back to school, you know, rather sooner than later, because, you know, I think it's also the group of kids that are there, I think the longer he's away, the sort of more nervous or more freaked out the rest of the group will get. So, case of, saying, well, you know, Aiden's okay, he's dealing with it, which might also then help the other kids that were traumatized by the whole thing.
Is he still there? Is he awake? Because I just want to play him a huge fanfare and tell him that he's our hero for the day.
Okay, cool. No, that'll be great.
Let me speak to him quickly.
Just hang on 1 second. He's actually just, Aiden's actually just chatting with the guy on BBC.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, we're not going to compete with the BBC. All right, tell him I say well done, and this is tremendous. I'm very, very impressed with him. And if the psychologist doesn't work out, he can punch him in the face too, all right?
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Love
there we go.
Thanks,
that's very nice. There's Aiden Fry, who, that was his dad we were talking to. Aiden Fry, the kid who punched a cheetah in the face at 10 years old and managed to escape from its death grip. And he did have some help from the handler, but what a kid, huh? Bennett, at 10 years old, you wouldn't have done this well. Huh? You would have failed miserably.
I also wouldn't have had the foresight to palm us off for BBC.
Yeah, that's very, the kid that's knows very good. Stuff. This kid is smart. All right, very good. Thank you. Tremendous. Well done, Flex. Nice job. Cliffcentral.com.